From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with the music of David Gilmour. David Gilmour is an extraordinary guitarist and songwriter. You know his music from his days with Pink Floyd. Gilmour joined the great psychedelic British band at a time when their founding member and constant inspiration, Syd Barrett, stopped playing with the band. David Gilmour helped take the band from their quirky, often brilliant sound to just about the best band on the planet in the 1970s. He and his fellow bandmates haven't had a new album since 1994's Division Bell, but Gilmour has just released a new solo album, his third, and it's his best record certainly since Pink Floyd's The Wall. It's called On an Island, and this is the title track.
Stairs in the moonlight. They walked into through empty playground. This ghost's town. Children again on rusting swings. Sharing a dream on an island, it felt right. We lay side by side between the moon and the tide, mapping the stars for a while. Halfway to the stars, ebb and flow, let it go, feel the warmth beside you. Thank you.
David Gilmour, the title song from his new album called On an Island. This CD features Phil Manzanera, the great guitarist from Roxy Music, Chris Thomas, he was an engineer with the Beatles and producer for Roxy Music and the Sex Pistols. David Gilmour's latest release also features his former bandmate Richard Wright on keyboards. Producer and recording pioneer Brian Eno worked with Roxy Music in the 1970s. Later, he began working on records with Talking Heads. He was good friends with Talking Heads' lead singer and songwriter, David Byrne. Together, they produced a groundbreaking record in 1981 called My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. A new 25th anniversary edition of the album's being released with a lot of extra material. When you hear the collage of rhythms and guitars mixed with exorcism ceremonies and Lebanese mountain music, it sounds completely in sync with modern electronica and loop-based music heard today. Keep this in mind, though. My Life in the Bush of Ghosts was made before digital sampling and before it was possible to endlessly tweak and easily manipulate audio on a computer. Brian Eno and David Byrne chopped and spliced analog tapes. With creativity and a lot of serendipity, they played one tape machine with the rhythms and another tape machine with the other sound sources and hoped to find a musical fit. All the while, they recorded the results on a third machine. And with that in mind, let's listen to one of the newly released tracks from My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. It's called Defiant.
Now what can I do? a Mercedes, somebody else might be a Volkswagen, somebody else might be a moped, whatever it is.
Well, what can I do?
I go with you, whatever it is. No, no, I tell you what to do, whatever it is.
David Byrne and Brian Eno's collaboration from 1981 called My Life and the Bush of Ghosts. The reissued CD comes out at the end of March. A website for the album will go online sooner, and it'll allow users to remix the album's tracks. You can then post those remixes to the site. We'll put a link on our webpage when it's available. It isn't likely that the musicians on a CD called Congotronics 2 ever heard the CD My Life and the Bush of Ghosts, but there's an eerie similarity to these two recordings. Congotronics 2 is the second collection of music from six electro-traditional bands from Kinshasa. And I'll loosely quote the liner notes here. They left the bush to settle in the capital and make themselves heard by their ancestors and fellow citizens. The bands on this record use amplified instruments, often made from old car parts and telephone wires. Let's listen to this from the Congotronics 2 collection, this song from Masenka Senkai and the Kasai All-Stars.
Thank you.
music from the Congo, and a collection called Congotronics 2, Buzz and Rumble from the Urban Jungle. If the sound's a bit familiar, you may remember another band we featured on All Songs Considered called Konono No. 1. They too are on this collection, and an extraordinary collection it is. Back in the 1960s, Detroit and Memphis weren't the only cities with a soulful sound. Most American cities had burgeoning rhythm and blues scenes and small labels that recorded and released albums. Numero Records is out to document and release some of that music in a series of CDs called Eccentric Soul. The latest release documents the Deep City label. Deep City was based in South Florida, and many of the musicians were part of Florida A&M University's incomparable 100-member marching band. You can hear those great horns on this track from Helene Smith. The song is called Willing and Able. Helene Smith from a collection of soul music from South Florida called Eccentric Soul, the Deep City label, and that song was called Willing and Able. Ben Harper, the songwriter and slide guitar player, is releasing two CDs together called Both Sides of the Gun. The amount of music on both CDs doesn't add up to more than 60 minutes, but Harper felt it would be better to divide the music up by mood, so one CD is more raucous and funky and the other is more laid back. From the more rousing disc, this tune is called Better Way. Ben Harper from his new CD, Both Sides of the Gun. That song's called Better Way. The CD comes out toward the end of March. Yves Barsley is the brilliant singer and songwriter for the band Clem Snide. You can hear some of their music in the All Songs Considered archives. Barsley has released a solo CD, just him and his guitar. It's called Bitter Honey. This tune is called Thanksgiving Waves.
If this war's ever over, if it ever runs out, maybe then we can think about traveling to those faraway cities, drugstores and tans on smooth, hairless Japanese bodies, on smooth, hairless. This engine turns over, we'll tear through the park on donuts and milk of magnesia, and I'll read you a poem of blue skies and eyes in your sockets that bring them together, in your sockets that bring them together. Are your thighs ever tender as they swell in my hands and are warm by the spit of my kisses? But I will just graze you like the sun does on grass, pick at your flesh like an eagle, pick at your flesh like an eagle. Separate us, leaving videotapes to remember. And I'll go back to Texas and try not to think of Thanksgiving waves that can cripple. Thanksgiving waves that can cripple. Thanksgiving waves that can cripple. Thanksgiving waves that can cripple.
Yves Barsley from his CD Bitter Honey, and that song was called Thanksgiving Wave. My producer says that your name, Adam, is Adam Akaragi. He's sure of it. I don't know much about you, Adam, just that I found myself putting your CD in my player over and over again, and that's always a good sign. This song kept going through my head. It's called 1981, or Waving at You as We Part at Light Speed Will Look Like I'm Standing Still. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton, our interns, Jen Turner, I can't remember Jay's last name, who's the engineer today, Olszewski. Our engineer is Jay Olszewski, And just a reminder that we podcast this show. You can find a link to subscribe to our podcast at npr.org/allsongs. And you can hear our latest concert from Washington, D.C.'s 930 Club with Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Our next concert is March 6th, featuring Belle and Sebastian and the New Pornographers. And here we go. Here's Adam Akiragi.
I could gather wood and stretch these tall sails tight. But oh, this nursery for lost jealous sons sings in a low and continuous refrain of joy I'll never know. Then just like the shake and the tremble from throats as before, the promise that's past, with the anticipation of 7,000 mornings. But between you and me, I'll be singing through my teeth and smiling as I go. The rim and the roll of the space that the massive ones hold. Oh, one day you will.